Jonathan Evans.
And I'm Ashley Thompson.
This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. High-level talks between U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov have failed to resolve differences over Ukraine amid heightening fears of an imminent Russian invasion of the country. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken described the 90-minute meeting with his Russian counterpart Sergei Lavrov as frank and substantive. But the top U.S. diplomat pointedly emphasized this was a discussion and not a negotiation.
I convey the position of the United States and our European allies and partners that we stand firmly with Ukraine in support of its sovereignty and territorial integrity.
Russia has massed some 100,000 troops along its border with Ukraine. It denies any intention to invade that country. However, in return for withdrawing its soldiers, Russia has demanded the U.S. and its allies scale back their military presence in Eastern Europe and not allow Ukraine to join NATO. Washington calls this a non-starter. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
A federal judge is blocking President Biden's COVID-19 vaccination mandate for federal workers, AP's Sagar Magani reports.
The president announced in September more than 3.5 million federal workers were required to get vaccinated unless they received medical or religious exemptions. Judge Jeffrey Brown, a Trump appointee in Texas, says the mandate's opponents are likely to succeed at trial, so he's blocking the mandate from being enforced nationwide. The Justice Department says it will appeal.
We are confident in our legal authority here.
White House spokeswoman Jen Psaki.
98% of federal workers are vaccinated. That is a remarkable number.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden and Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida on Friday used their first formal meeting to discuss concerns about China's growing military assertiveness that's spurring increasing disquiet in the Pacific. Kishida said the two leaders spent a significant amount of their 80-minute call on issues surrounding China, including shared concerns about Beijing's increasing aggression toward Taiwan. China claims self-governing Taiwan as its own territory to be annexed by force if necessary. In recent months, Beijing has stepped up military exercises near the island, frequently sending warplanes near Taiwan's airspace. Biden and Kishida also discussed the situations in Hong Kong and China's western Xinjiang province. The virtual meeting came as North Korea earlier this week suggested it might resume nuclear and long-range missile testing that has been paused for more than 3 years. A Saudi-led airstrike targeting a prison run by Yemen's Houthi rebels has killed and wounded more than 100 detainees, AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
The strike's part of a pounding aerial offensive that hours earlier saw another airstrike take the Arab world's poorest country off the internet. That hit, later confirmed by satellite photos analyzed by the AP, knocked out a telecommunications center key to Yemen's connection to the internet. Airstrikes also hit near Sana'a, Yemen's capital, held by the Iranian-backed Houthi rebels since late 2014. The intense campaign comes after the Houthis claimed a drone and missile attack that struck inside the capital of a UAE earlier in the week. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Rock legend Meat Loaf has died at the age of 74. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
He was larger than life, roaring onto the rock scene in 1977 with the classic Paradise by the Dashboard Light.
You never felt so good, you never felt so right.
Texas native Marvin Lee Adey in 2019 talked about his theatrical performances and how he's acting out characters.
I do every song on a record in character. Different people.
Meatloaf had a number of health issues over the years, including passing out during a show in Edmonton in 2016. He won a Grammy in 1994.
I would do anything for love, but I won't do that.
Meatloaf's agent confirming his death at the age of 74 and says, "Don't ever stop rocking." I'm Jackie Quinn.
You can find more on our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm David.